How to give feedback without creating conflict. Giving feedback is one of the most crucial skills in leadership, management, and interpersonal relationships. Yet, many people avoid providing necessary feedback because they fear it will create conflict, damage relationships, or result in defensive reactions. The truth is that feedback doesn't inherently create conflict, it's how we deliver it that determines whether it becomes constructive or destructive. When we understand the psychological mechanisms behind feedback reception, we can transform potentially contentious conversations into opportunities for growth and connection. The human brain naturally responds to criticism with a fight or flight response, triggering defensive mechanisms that shut down learning and collaboration. However, with the right approach, we can bypass these defensive reactions and create an environment where feedback is welcomed and valued. The foundation of conflict-free feedback: trust and safety. Before any feedback conversation takes place, the foundation must be built on trust and psychological safety. People need to believe that your intentions are genuinely aimed at helping them succeed, not at criticizing or undermining them. This trust is developed over time through consistent actions, transparent communication, and demonstrated care for their well-being and professional development. Creating psychological safety means ensuring that the recipient feels secure enough to hear your feedback without fear of punishment, ridicule, or professional consequences. When people feel safe, they're more likely to be receptive to feedback and less likely to become defensive. This principle applies whether you're a manager giving feedback to an employee, a peer offering suggestions to a colleague, or even providing feedback in personal relationships. The importance of establishing this foundation cannot be overstated, as research consistently shows that trust is the cornerstone of effective feedback delivery, enabling meaningful conversations that drive improvement rather than conflict. Timing and context: setting the stage for success. The timing and context of your feedback delivery can make or break the conversation. Feedback should never be given in the heat of the moment when emotions are running high, nor should it be delivered in inappropriate settings where the recipient might feel embarrassed or exposed. Instead, choose moments when both you and the recipient are calm, focused, and have adequate time for a thorough discussion. Private settings are generally preferable for feedback conversations, as they allow for open dialogue without the pressure of public scrutiny. However, the specific context should match the nature of the feedback. Informal feedback might be appropriate during a coffee break or casual meeting, while more significant performance discussions warrant scheduled, formal meetings with adequate preparation time. Consider the recipient's current state of mind and external pressures they might be facing. If someone is dealing with personal challenges or high-stress work situations, it might be wise to postpone non-urgent feedback until they're in a better position to receive and process it constructively. The language of constructive feedback. The words we choose and how we structure our feedback messages play a critical role in preventing conflict. Language that focuses on specific behaviors rather than personal characteristics helps recipients understand exactly what needs to change without feeling attacked as individuals. Instead of saying "you're disorganized," try "I noticed the project timeline wasn't updated with the latest changes, which caused some confusion among team members." Using I statements rather than you accusations helps reduce defensiveness by framing feedback as your observation rather than an absolute judgment. This approach acknowledges that your perspective might be one of many while still conveying important information. For example, "I felt concerned when the deadline was missed" is less threatening than "you always miss deadlines." Avoid absolutes like "always," "never," "constantly," or "every time," as these words tend to trigger defensive responses and are rarely accurate. Instead, focus on specific instances and observable patterns. This specificity makes the feedback more actionable and less likely to be perceived as a personal attack. The SBI model, a framework for clear communication. One of the most effective frameworks for delivering feedback without creating conflict is the SBI model: situation, behavior, and impact. This structured approach ensures that your feedback is specific, objective, and focused on observable facts rather than interpretations or assumptions. The situation component involves describing when and where the behavior occurred, providing context that helps the recipient understand exactly what you are referring to. The behavior element focuses on describing what you observed without adding interpretation or judgment. Finally, the impact section explains how the behavior affected you, the team, or the organization. For example, during yesterday's client meeting, situation, when you interrupted the client 3 times while they were explaining their concerns, behavior, "I noticed they seemed frustrated and stopped sharing important details that could help us serve them better," impact, dot. This approach provides clear, actionable information without making the recipient feel attacked or judged. Active listening and two-way dialogue. Effective feedback is never a one-way conversation. Once you've shared your observations, it's crucial to create space for dialogue and truly listen to the recipient's perspective. They may have information you weren't aware of, different priorities, or valid reasons for their behavior that you hadn't considered. Active listening involves giving your full attention to the recipient's response, asking clarifying questions, and acknowledging their perspective even if you don't completely agree with it. This demonstrates respect for their viewpoint and helps prevent the conversation from becoming adversarial. Many successful leaders understand that creating space for genuine dialogue transforms feedback sessions from lectures into collaborative problem-solving conversations, where both parties work together to find solutions. Focus on growth and development. Framing feedback as an opportunity for growth rather than criticism of past performance significantly reduces the likelihood of conflict. When people understand that your feedback is intended to help them develop their skills and advance their careers, they're much more likely to receive it positively. Connect your feedback to the recipient's goals, aspirations, and areas where they've expressed interest in improving. This connection helps them see feedback as aligned with their own interests rather than as external criticism. For instance, if someone has expressed interest in taking on leadership roles, frame feedback about communication skills in the context of preparing them for those future opportunities. Highlight strengths alongside areas for improvement to maintain a balanced perspective. People need to understand what they're doing well so they can continue those behaviors while working on areas that need development. This balanced approach prevents feedback sessions from feeling entirely negative or discouraging. Cultural and individual considerations. Different cultures and individuals have varying comfort levels with direct feedback, and understanding these differences is crucial for avoiding conflict. Some cultures value indirect communication and may find direct feedback confrontational, while others appreciate straightforward, explicit communication. Similarly, individual personality types respond differently to feedback. Some people prefer detailed, analytical feedback with specific examples and data, while others respond better to high-level conversations focused on themes and patterns. Taking time to understand how each person best receives information will improve your feedback effectiveness and reduce the potential for misunderstandings. This is particularly important for women in leadership positions, who may face unique challenges when giving feedback. Research shows that women leaders often need to navigate additional complexities when providing feedback to ensure their message is received constructively without being perceived as overly aggressive or emotional. Managing emotional responses. Even with the best preparation and delivery, feedback conversations can sometimes trigger emotional responses. Learning to manage both your own emotions and those of the recipient is essential for preventing conflict and maintaining productive dialogue. When someone becomes defensive or emotional in response to feedback, resist the urge to become defensive yourself or to push harder to make your point. Instead, acknowledge their emotional response with empathy. "I can see this is difficult to hear," or "I understand this feedback might be frustrating." This acknowledgement often helps de-escalate the situation and creates space for more productive conversation. If emotions run too high during the conversation, it's perfectly acceptable to pause and reschedule. "I think we're both feeling pretty intense about this right now. Why don't we take some time to process and continue this conversation tomorrow?" This approach shows respect for emotional processing while maintaining commitment to addressing the issue. The art of collaborative problem solving. Once you've delivered your feedback and listened to the recipient's perspective, shift the conversation toward collaborative problem solving. This transition from feedback delivery to solution development is where real growth occurs and where potential conflicts transform into partnerships. Ask questions that engage the recipient in finding solutions. "What ideas do you have for addressing this?" Or, "What support would be most helpful as you work on this area?" This approach empowers them to take ownership of their development while ensuring they have the resources they need to succeed. Explore different options together and be open to creative solutions that you might not have considered initially. Sometimes the recipient has insights about their work situation or constraints that lead to better solutions than what you originally had in mind. Understanding the principles of conflict management can significantly enhance your ability to navigate these conversations successfully, as effective feedback delivery is closely connected to broader conflict resolution skills. Following up and providing ongoing support. Feedback conversations don't end when the meeting is over. Following up is crucial for ensuring that the feedback leads to positive change and for demonstrating your ongoing investment in the person's success. Schedule regular check-ins to discuss progress, provide additional support, and adjust approaches as needed. During follow-up conversations, focus on progress made and lessons learned rather than simply checking whether tasks have been completed. This approach reinforces the developmental nature of the feedback and shows that you are genuinely interested in their growth journey. Be prepared to provide additional resources, training, or support based on what you learn during follow-up conversations. Sometimes people need more help than initially anticipated, and your willingness to provide that support reinforces the collaborative nature of the feedback process. Building a feedback culture. The most effective way to give feedback without creating conflict is to establish a culture where feedback is expected, valued, and regularly exchanged. In such environments, feedback becomes a normal part of working relationships rather than a special event that creates anxiety. Model the behavior you want to see by actively seeking feedback on your own performance and responding to it gracefully. When others see that you welcome feedback and use it constructively, they're more likely to be open to receiving it themselves. Celebrate examples of people who receive feedback well and make positive changes as a result. These success stories help normalize feedback conversations and show others that feedback leads to positive outcomes rather than punishment or conflict. Many organizations are discovering that creating systematic approaches to feedback delivery helps remove much of the emotional charge from these conversations by making them predictable and routine. Advanced techniques for difficult conversations. Some feedback conversations are inherently more challenging than others, particularly when addressing performance issues, ethical concerns, or behaviors that significantly impact team dynamics. These situations require additional skill and preparation to navigate without creating destructive conflict. For particularly sensitive feedback, consider involving a neutral third party such as an HR representative or mediator who can help facilitate the conversation. This approach can be especially helpful when there's already tension in the relationship or when the feedback involves serious performance concerns. Document important feedback conversations, especially those related to performance issues, both for legal protection and to ensure clarity about what was discussed and agreed upon. However, be transparent about this documentation and frame it as a way to support the person's development rather than as evidence gathering. When feedback involves behavioral issues that affect others, focus on the impact on team dynamics, customer relationships, or organizational culture rather than making it about personal preferences. This approach helps the recipient understand the broader implications of their behavior. The role of emotional intelligence. Successfully giving feedback without creating conflict requires high levels of emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage both your own emotions and those of others. This includes being aware of your own triggers, biases, and communication patterns that might inadvertently create conflict. Develop self-awareness about your own communication style and how it might be perceived by others. Some people naturally speak in ways that sound critical or judgmental even when they don't intend to, while others might be so indirect that their feedback isn't clear or actionable. Practice reading emotional cues from others so you can adjust your approach in real time during feedback conversations. If you notice signs of defensiveness or emotional overwhelm, you can slow down, provide more reassurance, or take a break as needed. Understanding various communication styles and adapting your approach accordingly is fundamental to effective feedback delivery, as different people process and respond to information in distinctly different ways. Technology and virtual feedback. In today's increasingly virtual work environment, giving feedback through digital channels presents unique challenges and opportunities. Video calls allow for visual cues and more personal connection than phone calls or written feedback, but they still lack some of the nuance of in-person conversations. When giving feedback virtually, pay extra attention to your tone of voice and facial expressions, as these become even more important when physical presence is limited. Consider whether certain types of feedback are better delivered in person or through more traditional channels. Written feedback can be useful for providing detailed, thoughtful input that people can process at their own pace, but it also carries higher risks of misinterpretation. When using written feedback, be extra careful about tone and consider following up with a verbal conversation to ensure understanding. Measuring feedback effectiveness. To continuously improve your feedback delivery skills, it's important to measure the effectiveness of your approaches. Look for indicators such as how people respond to your feedback, whether they make the desired changes, and whether your working relationships strengthen or suffer after feedback conversations. Seek feedback on your feedback delivery from trusted colleagues or mentors who can observe your conversations or review your approaches. This meta-feedback helps you identify blind spots and areas for improvement in your own communication skills. Track patterns in how different people respond to various feedback approaches so you can develop a more nuanced understanding of what works best for different personality types, cultural backgrounds, and situations. Developing advanced communication skills requires ongoing practice and refinement, and mastering the art of conflict-free feedback is a journey that benefits from continuous learning and application. Conclusion. Giving feedback without creating conflict is both an art and a science that requires preparation, skill, and genuine care for others' development. By focusing on trust building, clear communication, active listening, and collaborative problem solving, we can transform potentially difficult conversations into opportunities for growth and stronger relationships. The key is to remember that feedback is ultimately about helping people succeed and organizations thrive. When delivered with skill and genuine intent to help, feedback becomes a gift that strengthens relationships rather than a weapon that creates conflict. The investment in developing these skills pays dividends not only in improved performance and outcomes but also in the quality of our working relationships and organizational culture. Master the art of feedback delivery, and you'll find that what once felt like difficult conversations become opportunities for meaningful connection and mutual growth. In a world where effective communication is increasingly valued, the ability to give feedback without creating conflict becomes a superpower that sets exceptional leaders apart from the rest.